Welcome to the Adam Fawcett Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now, welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, BB Comer Sports Network's Greg Wyckoff.
Welcome to the Comer Sports Network, Greg Wyckoff, Tony White. God, Tony, we're here together. It's trouble this, for the man to the left over here.
This is crazy.
It is.
I mean, we're halfway through the season now, and we're just now getting together to do the Adam Fawcett Show.
That's right, and like you said, the star of the show, yep. Coach Adam Fawcett.
Y'all can do the whole show. I'll sit here and eat chips and cheese.
I was going to put my headset down, because you got some different kind of looking dip going on over there.
It's effectively named Chunky, which fits me very well, you know. So,
oh, good.
Well, Coach, you know I absolutely love doing some of these shows, because the best part about radio, you know, life, we're told not to look back. But Lot even told his wife in the Bible, don't look back.
Mm-hmm.
But the Comer Sports Network, we look back.
Well, you know, sometimes it just bees that way. You know what I mean?
Hey, Coach, coming off a week.
The most beautiful part about last week's game is they ain't on the schedule next year.
Isn't it wonderful?
That's right. I've already got a week 5 opponent for next year.
Good, good.
We'll announce it later.
Well, go ahead, Greg.
But, Coach, it was a pretty good football team you played.
Mm-hmm.
But, hopefully, we got everything out of the system, because really nothing went well. What have you done with the team since last Friday night to get, I don't want to say back in focus, but I clearly understood we didn't get your halftime interview because we told Michael to just move away.
We need to spend a little time on that. I had to talk about that a little bit.
The whole time we were saying, Michael, he don't want it. Michael, he don't want it.
So he told me Monday when they came and did the weekly interview. I said, where were you at halftime? He's like, they told me it wouldn't be a good idea. Okay, I said, well, where were you at the end of the game? He said, I was walking right next to you.
He was.
But you were locked in. I was like, I never saw you.
I know.
He did.
Like, he did. He was right there beside you.
Because I told him, get over there, Michael. Go, yeah. Michael.
So I'll tell him myself a little bit. Number one, I'm waiting on a headset to come in from New Jersey. Because I had to have a replacement headset. It fell off in the locker room at halftime, and it shattered. Like, they just don't make them like they used to.
No, it was a concrete floor too. So
yeah,
there you go.
So they just don't make those headsets as strong as they used to. But
it turned out that fan was on high, wasn't it? Again,
yeah.
It wasn't the wind always gets it outside,
yeah,
so it had to be the fan.
Yeah, like,
in the locker room.
Yeah. So, and then, like, look, crazy things happen sometimes, you know, and. We're going way off kilter here because I really don't want to talk about the game. But so we have 2 seventh graders that are on our junior high team that help film, and they're our filmers. They do a great job. They've been with us since week 0. They travel. They get fed. They're the squad. So I talked to one of them's mom was talking about the game Friday, and she's like, I got to the car and the bus was leaving. I thought, oh my gosh, is he getting left? I was like, did I leave him? She's like, yeah, he was at the field. I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, it's okay, I was still there. So I called him and he came and got in the car. I said, look, after the game, I told them, I said, you walk straight in, you get your stuff and you go get on the bus. And we did, like, we left. So I was trying to get away. I was trying to get away from all of it.
And so. You got poor old Mike. He was just walking right beside you. I mean, just waiting for you to turn around, and you never did.
I don't know. No.
Well, Coach, we'll just move to Monday. We'll forget about Friday. What have you done this week in preparation? Because I know you watched the film from last week,
mm-hmm.
and then you watched your opponent this week as we go on the road to Beulah. What have you done to prepare your team, because I know it's a tough situation. We talked about it before. It's a different group of kids to coach. It's a different way. Every year is a different way to coach it, to be able to pick them up, to encourage them, to teach them. But also, it's good old, well, Pete Hegseth said it, like, the military's tough. Football's tough, so you have to be tough love.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, I generally stick to the 24-hour rule, good or bad, 24-hour rule. But when we did get – when we got back to the school and got in the field house over there, like, I talked for a little bit, and I explained, like, I want this to hurt. I want it to suck. I want your weekend to be gloomy because of this. And look, it has nothing to do with the win or the loss.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the effort. It's just like the first two plays of the game, we rattle off 5 yards and 8 yards and get a first down. And we look, man, it looks pretty good. Like, we're moving. We're, you know, we kind of caught them off balance a little bit. We got a numbers game based on how we're lining up. We've got a +2. Based on our line, on how we're lined up offensively compared to defensively. The third play of the game is literally the same as the first play of the game. And we let a guy cross our face and we get tackled for a loss of 3. And after that happened, it's like, whew, the wheels fell off. You know, if it can go bad, it's going to go bad. Oh, you know, let's.
Well, I did see a first, though, I've never seen in 19 years.
What's that?
I saw a running play where the offensive lineman, as the play was on, turned to the sideline and was pleading at the sideline as the running back ran right behind him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was a first.
Yeah, and that was addressed in a major, major way at halftime. That was definitely, definitely addressed. Like, hugely. It better be a last, for sure. It was a first. It better be a last. So, like, it's just it's one of those. We've talked about it before. I need a psychology degree, or I need a psychologist on the field with me at all points in time to not only help me, not only help the team, but help me too. Like I need them to, like, teach me breathing treatment or breathing, you know, or something, like, so that I can, you know. Like, counting to 10 doesn't work. I see red before I get to 10, you know. So, stuff like that. And it's not, like, the hard part is, like I'm old school, but I really try to, like, embrace some new school things as far as, you know, feelings and, you know, all that other stuff, you know. But, you know, unfortunately, like, it's just kind of, like, it's kind of worldwide. Like, again, let's... You know, when our kids see Ryan Williams tote a daggum teddy bear into a game with painted fingernails and they think that's the coolest thing in the world, we got a problem with football.
We do.
Like, we got a problem with, like, you know, I mean, Coach, can I wear this? I want the drip. I want this. I want that. No, let me tell you something. Playing good is all the drip you need. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Piedmont wears the same old uniforms. They wear those white socks. And that's it. And then they go to beating people's butts, you know? Like, look at Wadley last year. Wadley had some 1984 Russell jerseys, and they beat the dog out of people, you know?
It's not what you wear.
No.
It's not what you wear.
Ain't got nothing what you wear. No. So, you know, look good, feel good, play good. I've heard all that other stuff, and I get that. Like, I want our guys to have good stuff, and our guys have really good stuff. But... like, at some point in time, you know, the old saying, putting lipstick on a pig, you know, it's still a pig. So, we can doll it up however we want to. Our goober heads were like, we should have never wore gold jerseys. But it ain't got nothing to do with wearing gold jerseys.
Not a thing.
Shut up.
Not a thing.
Gold jerseys, green jerseys, it don't matter. Piedmont 61, you know? Like, so... It's over. We moved on. Mm-hmm. Monday was a sluggish day. Tuesday was equally sluggish. And then we come out today and we have a good day and we're bouncing around. But you have to bribe them. You know, like today I was like, look, we'll take the speaker out to practice. But if it starts to suck, I'm turning it off. So we played music during practice and they were, What do they call it, Max? Vibing. They were vibing. I guess.
Bobbing.
Vibing.
Okay.
I guess Aura was at 100 plus. I don't know. You know.
I'm like you said. I'm old school. I don't know nothing about all that vibing.
I don't understand that stuff at all. So. No. But. But anyway, listen. There was a football game last week. We didn't show up for it. There's one this week. I hope we show up. I feel good about our game plan. I feel good about us going into it. Beulah's in a situation, you know, they've won one ball game. You know, they won the first game of the year, and they've been on a drought. They've had some tough games. They've played some tough opponents. But they've been on a drought, and they've had to kind of go through the upper part of our region like we have. And we're back in region play, so this game is uberly important. Coach Corson told me it's homecoming. Well, I was fired up for that. Woohoo! Another homecoming. So, you know, I hope they had so many distractions this week. I hope that I hope that they have a parade and do whatever they do. I hope they do it on Friday instead of Thursday. I hope it's like Distraction City. So, you know. But no, we'll go down, and I'm just kidding about the distractions and stuff. Actually, I'm not. But hey, we'll travel down there, and it's one of those things where the kids have no idea what it means, but the hay's in the barn. I have to explain that, but it's one of those things where, from a coaching staff standpoint, we've done all we can do. Like, it's literally up to the kiddos now, so. We got to put our trust in their hands and go from there. And,
well, that's what, you know, we've talked about that several times. You know, you can coach right up to 7 o'clock on Friday night. And if they don't execute, then all that coaching is for Neil. I mean, you can't coach them and go out there and play the game too, you know, so. I understand what you're saying, but now I did, and I'm just going to say this right quick. I did see some positive out of that game last week. One was, I think Max has been holding back a little bit on the scrambling part.
Oh my gosh! He's going to get his neck broke if he don't get his head up.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at Greg.
Coach, he put his loose, shoulder into one
yeah,
play.
Yeah, when he cut loose and went around the edge,
yeah.
I looked at Greg and I said, "Who's playing quarterback?"
Somebody took over his body or something.
Yeah, and then when he run over that person, I thought, "Who is quarterbacking?" Yeah. And then we get up and it's number 8, Max Fawcett.
He had a little bit of his daddy in him then, I guess.
So, you know, that to me, that it shows me that he can actually run over somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. You know.
Yeah.
So
I was pleased to see that Daylon Borden, he just came back from injury last week. We got him a lot of carries late. Saw him run hard. I was impressed with that. We had made a few adjustments defensively and or not a few adjustments, but we rotated some guys in and are playing pretty well. Getting Terrell Powell back has been huge, like, last week. This week it'll be huge for us, and he's got a motor. Like, this will give you guys some good radio fodder, because fodder. That's
fodder?
That's a great word.
What does it mean?
Huh?
I was going to Google it.
It gives you something to talk about. It's like a topic. It's like some info.
Okay.
But I've told Terrell all week, like, I appreciate your motor, and I appreciate you going hard and all that other stuff. But if you get me a penalty for a late hit, I'm going to lose my mind, okay? Especially on a third and long or something like that, because he comes flying out of nowhere. He's literally like an unguided missile. Like, he's just all over the place, you know? So, but he's playing really well, and I'm hoping that he's able to spill Brody Parrish a little bit, just because Terrell's older, Brody's younger, and just to be able to get him, you know, Brody's done a great job.
Sure.
Done a great job, but, man, so much responsibility for him. So
sure.
Gives us a different speed there, and, you know, if Brody and Terrell can get rolling, then I can move Tosh around a little bit and move him back down to our jack position, let him play some edge. So, and just give us some more options. Give us some things to play with. So,
is Caden? Well, what is the status on him?
He'll be good to go.
Okay,
you know he's very limited during the week. We try to keep him stretched out and loose and things like that. And hopefully after the season, he's going to be able to get some things taken care of.
But, what about Cam?
He will not be
okay.
cleared. So
okay.
I have not heard back from him. He was supposed to go to the doctor today. So and when we leave here, I'll blow his phone up and figure out what's going on with old Cam. So
okay.
I may tell him he can't have senior dinner tomorrow night until he tells me what's going on.
Well, I tell you what, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Commerce Sports Network and the Coach Adam Fawcett Show.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Adam Fawcett Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Silicauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsilicauga.com.
Welcome back to the Coach Adam Fawcett Show, live from La Costa. David, you may have to help me out. With the
Coach's Cantina
see,
show.
I concentrate on the next question so much because I try to keep Coach off balance. Well, I want him to have to kind of sit back in his chair a little bit anytime I ask a question.
Well, questions that you throw toward him, you get them thrown back. You know, he reminds me a lot of Nick Saban, but hey. He answers them very well. But the Coach's Cantina here tonight at La Costa, as we are every Wednesday night. Hey, listen, if you want a combination dinner, Tony may get one to take home for Ginger. I don't know, but
negative, but already ate.
But seriously, $8.95 for any dinner combination. Mm-hmm. Listen, they're working hard with us with chips and drinks and everything. These guys do a great job. So come on down here and check out La Costa, Greg. It's been great every Wednesday night.
It has. Coach, I said I had a funny story about your family. I usually don't have to take a break during the game, but I had to drink coffee to keep my voice going, and I had to take a quick break at halftime. Well, I happened to see your wife and your other son sitting in the stands. So I just stopped by just for a quick second, and I said, Ben, I said, we're adding a player every week, and I said, I talked to your dad earlier, and there's nobody else to bring on. And before Ben could say a word, Coach, your wife said no. And I just said sorry, and I just went on my way.
He looked like somebody took his ball and went home with it.
Yeah, she knows that would be like oil and water for us. Because, like, Ben regrets not playing. And he's like, oh, I could have played. And he's like, well, let me come play now. I was like, no, it's week 5. Too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, like, like he's not used to the work. He's not used to the sprints. He's not used to the the physicality of it. So you know he better start fresh next year.
There you go. Yeah, he wouldn't like it if he tried to come out there right now.
No.
So, well, Coach, this week you got the Beulah
Bobcats.
The who?
Bobcats.
Oh, they're the Bobcats. Okay. What do you think about going into this this game Friday night?
I think if we score more points than they do, we'll win.
Well, Coach, they've had a rough skid. They won their first game, and that's the only game they've won. And I looked up.
And how about who they beat?
Abbeville.
Yeah.
And I looked at their region, and they're not doing very well either.
No.
So.
No, like it's. So, you know, the Abbeville connection, and when we played them years back in the playoffs, that's not the same team that they had played. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Beulah has struggled. Let me see who they've played. Yeah, so they've played a very improved Lynette team.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've had Dave Waliscott, Glenwood, and Lochapoca. So they've played some pretty tough opponents. And through that stretch, they've gotten beat up a little bit too. So they've had some, they've had some injuries. They've had some guys get hurt as well. So that has really like affected them as well. And one thing that their coach had said, Coach Corson told me yesterday, he's like, yeah, we're excited to have all our guys back. They're clear. They're ready to go. He said, I don't know how good a shape they're in, but they're ready to go. So they're excited about that. They got the running back and I think they got a receiver back and a linebacker. And so they had like three guys that have been out. So they're going to be kind of at full song, so to speak. Just kind of depends on conditioning wise and stuff like that. So when you're out, and two of those guys were out, they went out after the Lynette game, which was the second game of the season. Mm-hmm. So you're talking four weeks now. Yeah, so 4 weeks without football, man, that's going to, like, that affects you.
Yeah, it does.
Like, you can't just get back in football shape like that. Like, that just doesn't happen. So, but, you know, you worry about getting down there and you know, jet lag, so to speak. So we've got to get – and the way it works for us is we've got our equipment truck will leave early, and we've got to wait on our two buses to get done with their route. So like we're literally going to be leaving at like 3:55, 4 o'clock. So you gotta hold your breath and hope everything goes smooth. There's no road work. There's no like that everything's going to be hunky dory going down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, you're going to have a very short time to get ready. So, which, you know, my theory or my statement of pregame warm-up, what's the most overrated thing on game day? The pregame warm-up. Like, you're either ready or you're not,
yeah.
You know? Like, we go out there and we stretch and we clap and we do offense and defense and, you know, all this other stuff. And we finish it with a punt. We break it down and we go back in and put our stuff on. And, you know, that's the most overrated crap in the world.
Well, I mean, yeah,
you're either ready or you're not.
Yeah, when you could go out there and stretch and everything and then, you know, go to the sidelines.
Yeah. And listen, my old football coach and these guys are whatever, but. You know, my old coach said, you ever see a dog stretch before he chased a car? Let's go to practice. So we never stretched when I was in high school.
Well, let me ask you a question.
That's good.
They, the film that I've seen on them, they stretch you way out.
Mm-hmm.
Are we gonna take care of that?
That's the plan.
Okay, good.
We got to get sideline to sideline. We've got to get hats to the ball. So we've worked all week on coming up. You know, guys have got to come up instead of sitting back. And again, that goes back to that reserve, that whole not being aggressive type deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit back and I'm going to wait on everything to formulate, and then I'm going to let them run into me and run over me. Well, that crap don't work.
Nope.
Like,
no. Nope.
You better meet. You know, if there's going to be a train wreck, you better meet them up front and bring something so that it can be
and
you know
and wrap up.
Yes.
That I don't know how. I do know how you felt, but that just
it drives me crazy.
Exactly.
Like there you go. So like yeah. disheartening, and so yeah. like, you know, what the crap are we doing?
Right.
Like, and it's so bad because, you know, we do go over it. We do cover it. We do practice it. You know, like, yeah. But listen, it's in everything. Like, I mean, I teach driver's ed. All right, we go over driver's ed. They get 30 hours of seat time before they get behind the wheel of a car. We go over everything, how to handle stop signs, how to handle red lights. We walk through it. We simulate it as, our, you know, hey, you're in your car. All right, pretend you're in your car. You're coming to a stop sign. What do? You know, all this other stuff. But when we get behind the wheel, like I had to notify a young lady this week, hey, that is a stop sign. And she said, oh, is that for us? Yeah, who else would it be for? What? No, it's for the other road. What are you talking about? So, yeah, it's pretty much in everything.
It
yeah,
is.
Football,
it
is. Driver's ed, tiddlywinks.
Well, Coach, we got about 3 minutes left. You know, we're in a time of the season where the overall record doesn't matter because now we get into the bulk of region play.
Mm-hmm.
1-1 in the region. Mm-hmm. Technically, right now, ranked fourth in the region.
Mm-hmm.
A region opponent that you should beat.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to go down to Beulah, and we need this game.
Yes.
If these kids want to go to the playoffs, and I would want nothing more for them to have that experience. If it's 1 week, 2 weeks, whatever right. it is, just to go to round one.
Right.
You've got to take care of Beulah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you look ahead? Can't look ahead.
Yeah,
you got to go 1 week at a time.
All your eggs got to be in this basket.
Yes,
and that's, you know, it's got to be a sense of urgency. You mm-hmm. know, I explain to Max about a sense of urgency all the time about everything other than football. You know, there's got to be a sense of urgency when you're going through whatever it may be. You know, so. And I think the guys understand that. I think they know that. I think the confidence level is a lot better, just being confident in what they do and what they know how to do. And we talking about, you know, hey, what did you do to prepare? Man, we took some stuff and we like went back to the ABCs of it. And we're like, all right, we're gonna walk through this, all right, and then we're gonna walk through this. All right, now they're going to run a stunt. We're going to walk through that. So we would walk it against whatever front. We would walk it. We'd half speed it. We'd full speed it. All right, change their front. Run a stunt. Do whatever you want to do over there, defense. Walk it, half speed it, full speed it. And I think that has really helped us out this week as far as knowing what's going on. But then you get the periodic, like we ran toss lift yesterday, and our tackle goes out towards the backer and goes to the backer, and man, he's feeling good about himself, and by God, he sets his body, and he sets his whole body to the right. And after the play, we're like, what are you doing? What do you mean? I was like, we're running toss left. He's like, I know, I was on the right hand side of him. Yeah, and he went and made the tackle. Like, what? Oh, that left. What other left is there? Like, what? But guess what? That happens in driver's ed, too. Because I told a girl to turn left today, or turn right today. And we were down by the doggone post office. And she turns her blinker on left. I was like, what are you doing? We're not even in the turning lane. I told you to turn right. Oh. Man, I've got to write a book. I mean, nobody will read it, but I got to write a book.
Well, I mean, you know, if you live long enough.
That is true.
I think we about run out of time because we could talk all night, Coach. You're such a blessing to have to talk to.
We have some of the most random shows.
Like we do.
Listen, no offense to Radio Alabama, but I never listen to the other coaches' shows. And let me tell you something. I bet we have the like if it came down to ratings, I bet we'd have the best ratings.
Oh, of course.
Because it is
just like I told all of them. We're the A team.
Like we are a hot mess.
Yeah,
we are. Tell
you. Well, listen. I want everybody to come to Beulah Friday night. It's gonna be a road game. We need everybody down there that's listening. We need all the Cumber Nation to be there, and we need the team to show up and ready to play, Max.
Hey, and Coach, let me say one thing. If you want to just really top out at ratings this week, make sure your face is not real red where Giddens can at least come up and maybe ask you a question. He was scared to death, bless his heart.
Listen, he better get over that because, like I'm a – man, I've got a lot of things that go on during a game, you know. So sometimes my face is red and everything's hunky-dory. If you ask some of the older guys – one of the worst butt chewings they ever got, and this was the group that played for the state championship. One of the worst butt chewings they ever got. We went in at halftime. We were up 35, and I lit into them, and they had no idea. Like they came in the locker room and they were all excited. I said, "Sit down," and I lit into them. And I was so mad, just because like we were playing like sloppy. But the team that I don't even remember who we played, but the team we were playing was not very good, and we're just playing sloppy. And I like that year, it was all like, "Listen, we're good now, but we're going to play better teams. We get in the playoffs. We get in the, you know, when you start eliminating teams, you start playing some good competition." And that like some of them still talk about that to this day. somebody brought it up a couple weeks ago to me. It was pretty funny.
Well, Coach, have a great rest of the week. Hope you guys have a super trip down, and wish you the best, and we'll be there to support you and the team.
I hope we have a super trip back.
I do, too. I hope everybody's happy coming back.
Well, this is the Coach Adam Fawcett Show.